My name is Nicolas Trépanier. I'm an assistant professor of history at the University of Mississippi.
My name is Joseph November. I'm an associate professor of history at the University of South Carolina. I teach a course called Video Games and History.
And I teach a course entitled Representations of History in Video Games.
So one day a student said to me, "Gee, I wish there would be a whole course where we could use games to seriously explore history."
I mean, basically, they were interested in history because of games that they had played.
And it just kind of clicked for me.
We have a tendency to react to students asking questions about stuff that they've seen in video games, essentially by making fun of it. And it seemed to me that there was a lost opportunity in there.
One game that we played in the class was Sid Meier's Civilization, which lets the player manage a civilization from the Bronze Age all the way up to the Information Age. Another game that we played in class was Assassin's Creed 2, and whereas you do go jumping from rooftop to rooftop stabbing people, you do so in a historically provocative recreation of Renaissance Italy.
One of the characteristics of this course is that it doesn't draw from a very well-established body of scholarship. Students have to do a lot of the basic theory work. We're not looking at the outcome of the research of other people. So essentially, we're on the cutting edge, really.
It was the only course where I had to put limits on how much time the students spent doing the work that was assigned to them.
This semester, I'm teaching a course to a class where about half the students are female, which is a first, and I'm really happy about it.
One of the papers was about a game called Total War Rome, where a student looked at how accurate the representations were of Roman cities and of Roman soldiers.
I have a student who's working on Oregon Trail and the causes of death in Oregon Trail and comparing that with medical history.
I played games since the 1980s, when my father brought home a TRS-80 computer. One of the games that really captured my imagination was for the original Apple II computers, and that was called Seven Cities of Gold.
I don't know if I would define myself as a gamer, but I do have a PlayStation. I don't play all that much historical games, actually. To me, when I play video games, essentially, it's to get away from the job. I tend to engage in, other forms of senseless violence, if you will, on those games.
We're winning this fight.
Consumers find history very compelling, and they like societies that seem to have a past. So I think we'll see a continuation of the development of increasingly historically oriented and increasingly sophisticated histories in games.
This is a history course first and foremost, and as much as they're starting from a place where they're familiar with, I'm bringing them into my world as a historian.